the Candy G Show. My name is Hank Eater, and I'm filling in for Candy G while she's away. I'm a writer, speaker, public relations consultant, and wearer of many hats. I used to say that I'm a Renaissance man, but I stopped saying that when someone asked me if I knew how to joust. If you'd like to reach me, please send me a message at hankeater@yahoo.com. That's Hank, E-D-E-R, at yahoo.com. My good friend Candy G is a radio talk show host, television personality, coach, author, speaker, magazine publisher, and the founder of Nothing But Good News Media. She's also the originator of the Vision Program, specializing in developing sustainable long-term visions to transform companies and individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary results. She has a strong desire to effect real change, as she herself rose from a life of meager existence as a single parent to a life of bounty and joy. In this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News, New World Media. Candy G's principles are based on you living your remarkable life, which is the basis for the magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and in all the work that is delivered. Candy G is dedicated to bringing high-quality information to the public through all of the programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. Today on Nothing But Good News Radio, we'll be looking at a very important topic. Learning to deal with conflict is a crucial life skill that many of us lack. Conflict affects all of us, from the playground to the United Nations. Whether it's a conversation you have with a child, a colleague, a loved one, or a head of state, at some point we are all in situations that involve conflict. Our guest today, Susan Steinbrecher, is an executive coach, licensed mediator, speaker, and author, and CEO of Steinbrecher and Associates, Inc., a management consulting firm that provides professional development services in the areas of executive coaching, group facilitation, and leadership training. She is the co-author of Heart-Centered Leadership, An Invitation to Lead from the Inside Out, Roadmap to Success, and Straight Talk from America's Top 10 Speakers. Susan's new Amazon bestseller, Ken Show, A Modern Awakening, Instigating Change in an Era of Global Renewal, is a business book that delves into the realm of personal development, bringing to light some of the remarkable people, organizations, and companies in our midst who are positively impacting our world. She has also been a featured expert on MSNBC, Your Business, Fox, and NBC TV, as well as numerous radio shows, Fortune Small Business Magazine, Women's Day, Dallas Business Journal, CBS, MoneyWatch.com, and CNN.com. Susan Steinbrecher advocates that a conflict will never be solved until we come to a place of full collaboration. Her goal is to teach people how to come to a place of unconditional alliance. Susan maintains that the ability to effectively navigate conflict will ultimately propel you to grow both professionally and personally. Today we'll be exploring six steps to conflict resolution that will, more often than not, make the difference between positive and negative outcomes. Well, welcome to the Candy G Show, Susan.
Thank you. Excited to be with you.
Well, it's great to have you here today. Would you please tell us a little bit about your background as a licensed mediator and executive coach?
Yeah, absolutely.
On the types of conflicts you're usually called in to help.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been a licensed mediator and executive coach for about 16 years, and most of the time, in terms of my mediation, I use it in a corporate setting. So unlike a lot of folks that use it in a court system or in a legal system, I've used it in a business setting. So I have worked when I've had two executives, for example, I worked with a CEO who was not getting along with the chairman of the organization, and to make matters worse, it happened to be a father's son as well, so that made it a lot more tricky, to say the least. But it was really about understanding where each of them were coming from, where were the disconnects, and then teaching both of them ways to move through signals to help each other get back on track and look for ways where they had common ground, because of course they did, and looking for that common ground, and then also teaching both of them ways to overcome their challenges. And then in just in terms of executive coaching, been doing that, like I mentioned, for many, many years as well. And I just find that one of the biggest issues people deal with today is conflict, whether that be at home, not knowing how to have a conversation with a significant other, whether that be a child or a spouse or a family member or even a neighbor or in the community, as well as in a workplace where maybe the employee and the boss are not on the same page or two peers are not on the same page, and it's really disrupting things and causing a lot of counterproductivity, I should say. So that's what I like to focus on.
I see. So today, after hearing the show, most of our listeners will be able to have some tools that they'll be able to go into a conflict with the notion that they'll be able to come out maybe with a win-win situation.
Absolutely, which of course is the goal, is a win-win proposition.
I see. Well, is there a way, I guess we'll focus on this in a few minutes because I know that in a moment we're going to go to break, so I'm kind of don't want to get into anything too heavy until we do, but it seems to me that by being able to take away some of these tools, we'll be able to work with someone who doesn't particularly have these tools, but be able to move the situation into a way that's mutually beneficial.
Yeah, absolutely, because, you know, when you think about it, we don't get to control anything around us or control other people or how they respond. We can only work with what comes out of our mouth or what our actions are. And so that's why I always like to say, as much as we would love for other people to act differently or say things differently or be different, you don't get to control that. So we are going to focus on the tools of what you can do.
I see. Well, we'll be back in just a moment on Nothing But Good News Radio with our guest, Susan Steinbrecher.
AmeriJet, your best choice for shipping personal and commercial goods to the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. With daily all-cargo service to more destinations than any other carrier, AmeriJet provides the services you need. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. All-cargo services to Trinidad, Barbados, Haiti, Dominican Republic, Mexico, Guyana, and Jamaica. 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G books should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
I vision my life as now boarding, and we expect it to take the world by storm. I vision my life as Candy G's cutting-edge, affordable new membership site where the tools to build the life of your dreams are right at your fingertips. Choose from videos, podcasts, articles, weekly coaching calls with Candy G and special guests, vision boards, and an online community of like-minded achievers. We like to call it social media for visionaries. Join now and get a special gift from Candy G. Go to iVisionMyLife.com today to join. iVisionMyLife.com. Take charge of your vision. Well, we're back with Susan Steinbrecher, and we're talking about the steps of conflict resolution. Susan, I see in your work that you say that conflict resolution in the workplace requires patience, negotiation skills, and a healthy dose of emotional intelligence. Can you explain for us what emotional intelligence is and why it's an important skill?
Yeah, absolutely. Emotional intelligence is really the ability to identify, assess, and really control the emotions of yourself and potentially where there's an opportunity, others, and that sometimes is not possible. But it really is about having awareness and understanding where you are, how you're showing up, what your level of emotion is, getting conscious about that. Because until you get conscious about where you really are, you don't really have an opportunity to change anything or shift anything. So in order to deal with conflict, you really have to be able to sit at the table with this person, have this, what I call, authentic conversation where you can speak your truth, but done so in a way that you're also very open to hearing, and I mean really listening in a profound way to what the other person has to say. If you don't have the willingness to do that, you're not going to get much accomplished. What I see happen is so many people come to a conversation and their whole agenda is about, I'm going to make sure this person gets exactly how I feel, but then they have no openness to listen to what the other person feels. And it really does take that openness on both people's part in order for you to really resolve anything. So that's what I really mean by needing those skills.
So if you come into a situation like that with that notion, I'm really going to make this person get what I have to say, but you're not willing to listen to them, then by the time you've poured out all of this emotion, you're still not any further along than you were in conflict resolution than before you even started out.
Exactly, and in fact, potentially worse, because now you've drug all that up, and if we're not emotionally in check, then the conversation could get more heated and could get more emotional, if you will, and therefore, how are you really going to resolve anything? So it takes that emotional intelligence, it takes that calmness, that willingness to speak respectfully and also to listen at a deep level and then mirror back what you heard your person say. And so listening and responding with empathy, which is one of the tools. So it's saying, what I'm hearing you say is A, B, and C. Is that correct? Checking for understanding, another listening skill. And it's not making judgments, and it's not that you have to agree with what somebody's saying, and that's the tricky piece that I think a lot of people get into. They'll say, well, Susan, but I don't agree with what they're doing or what they're saying. You don't have to agree to be able to empathize. It's more a matter of saying, this is what I heard you say, this is what I'm noticing you're feeling, is that correct? That doesn't say you agree or disagree. You're just mirroring back what you're hearing. And that's one of the critical tools for success here.
So in other words, you say, I'm hearing you say this.
Yes.
I see. So that then they understand that you understand what they're saying.
That's correct.
I see. Even if you don't agree, you still have to let them know that you're listening.
Yes, because when you think about it, why does someone get highly charged or emotional? Why does the voice continue to be raised? Normally, it's because they think, well, I'm just going to say it louder, harder, and stronger, and maybe they'll hear me then. So when you acknowledge to somebody that, listen, I completely hear where you are, I completely see how frustrated you are, and I am sorry for the level of frustration you're experiencing. Again, you don't have to apologize for something that you haven't done, but you can say, I'm sorry that you're feeling this level of frustration. I can see that you really are. And my goal with you today is to see what we can do to come to a resolution, because I know you want that, and I know I want that as well. Well, that kind of a comment done in a calm voice has a tendency to start to calm a person down to where they're like, okay, she hears me or he hears me, so now that I know that, I'm going to start calming down myself. And it's just a way of doing that.
Well, that's great. I see also in your work that you mentioned two fundamental needs to consider that need to be met in any dialogue, mm-hmm. an ego need and a practical need.
That's right, and both are really important in order for anything to be resolved. So what I mean by the ego need is all of us as human beings, as I was mentioning a moment ago, need to be heard. We want to feel valued, cared about, respected, listened to. Those kinds of things are the personal needs, or what I think of as the ego need. And so as you're having this conversation, that side of the equation must be met while you're in this dialogue. The practical need is, what is the conflict really about? That particular issue or issues is the purpose of the conversation in the first place, the objective of the conversation. And that's what I call the practical need. So you have a practical need, which is the purposes of the conversation and what needs to actually get solved here. And the other is that ego need, which is, I want to be treated like respect, listened to, heard about, valued, cared for as we're having this conversation. Because if you try to get just to the point of what is the problem and how do we fix it, and you don't meet my ego needs along the way, then I'm going to become very defensive. I'm not going to listen to what you have to say. Emotions are going to get further escalated, and you won't actually get the practical need even solved. So I see the ego need is not only half of the equation, but it's actually the gateway that's going to open the door and allow you to even get the practical need solved.
Excellent. Well, I see how in a corporate situation sometimes, like when there's a manager and someone who reports to that manager and they don't see eye to eye on things, of course the odds in most cases are stacked in the manager's favor. But how can somebody who is reporting to that manager get these points across? We're going to be going to break. So please hold on to that. We'll be back in just a minute with Susan Steinbrecher on The Candy G Show.
Triathletes are buzzing it. Cyclists are buzzing it. Nutritionists are buzzing it, too. Join the buzz at Eat Well Home Catering. The delicious, convenient, and affordable meals are protein, carb, and fat balanced for sustainable weight management, increased vitality, and excellent heart health. Call today, 786-991-6602, or visit the web at eatwellhc.com for delivery from South Miami to Boca Raton. That's eatwellhc.com, or call 786-991-6602. Discover how easy it is to eat well. Eat Well Home Catering, great for diabetics, too.
AmeriJet is the only all-cargo carrier offering online shipping to more destinations throughout the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Book and pay for all your shipment online and receive an instant discount. AmeriJet website provides free quotes and online tracking to all its customers. Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Now boarding. Next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Sprout. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy, Candy G. You've made us all proud.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
Candy G has recently actually contribute to a fantastic series called the Financial Abundance Masterclass, and I think it's something you're really going to like. The Masterclass series brings together 20 of the world's top experts in finance and personal development, including Candy G, in an easy step-by-step learning method. There is a wealth of knowledge included in this series from mastering the laws of attraction and creating financial abundance to practical skills like entrepreneurship and how to make money online. The difference here is the information is presented in easy steps with real-life skills and exercises that you can start to implement right now. So check it out and take that next big step to living your dreams. Just visit budurl, that's budurl.com/masterclass series for more information. Well, we're back with Susan Steinbrecher, and I was asking a few minutes ago, in a situation where you're dealing with a manager and a subordinate, how can the person who's not on even footing with whoever he may have a conflict with turn the table so that it actually can work a little bit to his advantage or her advantage?
Yeah, I think that's always a tricky spot because, to your point, the manager has what I call position power, which means title, right? Position power. And yet we're all working together to achieve, in a work setting, some common goal of that organization. So meeting the ego needs of your boss as much as you would like your ego needs met, really comes to play. And the three, what I call golden rules or rules of engagement that I like to use to meet those ego needs are, number one, listening, as I mentioned, and responding with empathy, and not sympathy, but empathy. And that is the, I can appreciate that you're frustrated. I know this is very difficult for you. I can see that this is it caused you a lot of distress or that kind of thing. Another one is affirming or enhancing someone's self-esteem or pride. And so, in other words, not lowering self-esteem. So, wow, you really did an excellent job with that. This was the impact of that particular decision. Thank you for doing that. The third is involving. So asking the person's opinion, asking them to be a part of something, those three things really help meet that ego need. So not only does that work, whether it's peer-to-peer or boss-to-direct-report or direct-report-to-boss, but you can imagine when you're, let's say your boss is frustrated about something not getting done. Let's say you were supposed to get a project done on a certain date and time, and for whatever reason you didn't get it done, and the boss says to you, you know, I just don't understand. I thought you were going to get this done for me, and they're very frustrated. You can say, I'm sorry. I really appreciate why you're frustrated. I meant to get that done. I didn't get it finished. This is what I can do for you. I recognize I put you in a very bad position. Those kinds of things, again, are going to calm the boss down, too. So you can use these skills up, down, or over, and at home.
So it seems to me part of the key is not to be defensive about what you're being presented with, but to try to arrive at what is the immediate solution. What can I do right now to make this better?
Yeah, I really like what you said, because in heart-centered leadership, for example, one of the principles I put out was don't judge or assume, instead come to understand. The problem we have in almost every situation or relationship that is going astray is that we have a lot of assumption about what someone's supposed to be doing or not doing. We find ourselves caught in judgment, and the minute you're caught in judgment to somebody, the person actually feels the judgment, just as you do. So when somebody is judging you, they may not say things specifically to indicate that, but you'll feel it. You'll feel the vibe when somebody is not happy with you. It'll be in their body language. It'll be in their tone. And that's one of the important things for people to recognize here, too. I can tell you to say the perfect words, but what you really need to realize is this, that 55% of a message that comes across from a sender to a receiver is picked up via body language alone, 38% by their tone of voice, and only 7% by the actual word choice. Now, that's pretty startling when you think about it, because what that's suggesting is that 93% of a message coming across has nothing to do with what the person actually said, But the truth is, I think all of us would agree to that if you just simply think of this. When was the last time somebody said something to you, and you heard the words, but you just got this feeling they meant something else? We all have gone through that kind of a situation. And so then what you now have is what I call an incongruent message. You're hearing one thing, but you're just getting this feeling this person really means something else. So the moment of truth is, which one are you going to believe? And I think 100% of the time when I ask that question to people, they say, well, I'm going to believe what I feel, this feeling I'm getting. And here's why. Because we are designed to sense the truth. It's actually a safety mechanism for us. It's for security and for safety, to sense what's going on around us and to keep ourselves safe, right? So we will sense that. And the reason is we sense it, and it is the truth, that what's being communicated via their tone and the body language is, in fact, the truth, no matter what they're actually saying. Because you know what? The body just can't lie. The soul can't lie. And, okay, so maybe there's a few sociopaths out there. So I'm talking about non-clinical issues here, healthy, normal people. You will sense the truth out of them. And so it's very important that when you are communicating and you say things like, I really appreciate your frustration, I know that you're upset, that you're matching your tone of voice and your body language with those words, or they're going to realize you don't really mean it, you're just saying you understand how they feel, but they'll know whether you really understand or not. So that's correct. It's like it's for you to get to a problem resolution, you're going to have to, as I mentioned before, the gateway in is going to be meeting these ego needs, or you're not going to have a chance. You will find them getting defensive or finding yourself getting defensive if you can't keep yourself into the space of, I really want to resolve this. I have a genuine interest in resolving this for my sake and their sake. And that goes back to that collaboration approach, which is, I want to win, but I also want them to win. And when you go into a conversation with that intention, then the body and the tone and the language is all going to line up.
I see. So when you're telling someone, I hear what you're saying, or I understand that you're frustrated, or I'm sorry that you feel frustrated like that, are there some ways you can actually use your own body language to bring your message across more effectively?
Well, the first thing I would say is you need to start with what your intention really is, because, again, whatever's in your head in terms of intention is going to naturally show. So it's always why I always call it the inside job. Anything that goes on starts within the body, because what you're thinking and feeling comes out in terms of your behavior, your tone, your body language, et cetera. And then that behavior has an impact, right? So when people say, what can I do? Then I say, well, let's start with the inside. The inside is, what is your actual intention? So you've got to get yourself to the place of saying, look, if I really want to resolve this with this person, I have got to come from this intention of a win-win proposition. Anything other than that is not going to work. It's either not going to work for me or it's not going to work for this person.
Would you hold that thought for just
sure.
a moment? Because we have to go to break, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Are you looking for reliable shipping? Would you like to truck your shipment to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico? Do you want shipping options? Then call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet has daily all-cargo flights and provides services to all Caribbean island and major airports in Mexico and Latin America. For all commercial and personal shipments, visit our website at amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
And now, WZAB traffic.
And Dade County still got construction work on US 1 northbound at Southwest 17th Avenue. It's got a right lane blocked. This traffic report's brought to you by the Garmin Nuvi Personal Navigator. Also crashed on Ivesdary Road at Northeast 22nd Avenue. Dolphin Expressway westbound at Northwest 72nd Avenue. And the Palmetto Expressway northbound just after Tamiami Trail. All lanes now open there. Northwest 27th Avenue at Northwest 175th Street. Accident vehicles got a lane blocked in the area. I'm Ed Torrance, and that's your South Florida traffic.
Something remarkable is happening, and you are invited. We'd like to invite you to join us for a very special coaching call. Please mark your calendars for July 31st to attend this free transformational event sponsored by I Vision My Life, Candy G's groundbreaking new membership site. How do we know that our dreams are truly our own, not the result of trying to live up to the expectations of others? Finding your own special dream can be like a bolt of lightning from the blue, or it can be the result of years of reflection. However it occurs, it's always life-changing. Please join us in keeping true to your vision by keeping it true to yourself. I will be your host as we explore ways to keep your vision truly your own, including sorting out your own goals from those of family and friends, how to use your feelings to know when you're on the right path, ways to claim your new vision, ways to deal with naysayers, and finding mentors and guides along the way. So please join us Tuesday, July 31st, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, to begin a voyage of discovery that could help you build the life of your dreams. Get ready to write this down. Are you ready? To join in, dial 1-213-226-0400 and use the code 411901. That's 1-213-226-0400 and use the code 411901. The conference call is free, but long-distance charges may apply. To find out more about I Vision My Life, please check out our website, ivisionmylife.com. Something remarkable is happening, and you can be a part of it. Well, we're back with Susan Steinbrecher, and a few minutes ago we were talking about how when you put your intention into your words, that your body language will follow, that there's a disconnect if what you intend is not what you're saying?
Yes. So in other words, again, what goes through your mind and your thoughts and your feelings have a way of projecting out in terms of your behavior. And your behavior is your body language, your what you actually say, how you say it, your tone of voice, all of that. So when you're doing your best, if you honestly and authentically want to resolve a conflict with somebody, you're going to start with the intention of, I really want to resolve this with this person. It really behooves me to do so as well as this person. I want to try to move past this. And with the best of intention, then you will have more patience. You will sit there and actually listen to what they have to say more. Versus if you had the intention of, I'm going to make sure this person knows exactly how I feel and they're going to get it one way or the other. In other words, with anger, with frustration, with I'm going to tell this person off. If all those things are in your mind, I promise you your body language and your tone of voice are going to project that. So just being mindful of your intention, being very aware of what you really want to try to get accomplished, and then using those three golden rules that I mentioned, you know, empathy, involvement, and esteem in mind as you start your communication process.
Then it seems to me like you're actually developing your own emotional intelligence.
I don't know if that develops emotional intelligence as much as it really is being mindful of your impact. It's being mindful and aware of how what you say and what you say and how you say it projects. And so it's getting conscious about that and mindful of that. There's a lot of rules of thought out there and research around how one develops emotional intelligence, whether one even can develop more than what they have. That's kind of a whole other conversation, but I will say consciousness and mindfulness of what your intention is, how you're coming across, what do you want to achieve, is what's really needed here.
I see. Well, we spoke earlier when we said that we're going to review a six-step resolution model with specific steps that you would recommend to reach positive outcomes in conflicts. Would you touch on those six steps?
Yeah, absolutely. So as I kind of go through the six-step process, I would, again, remind people that doing these six steps alone will not be enough. You really will need to be meeting the ego need that I mentioned also. So using those three golden rules as you progress through the conversation. But the very first step is to sit down and discuss the specific issue at hand in a very respectful manner. So let's say it's a manager to an employee scenario for just a moment. John, I've noticed you've been late a few times this week, which really seems out of character for you. You're always so reliable. So notice as I said that, out of character, so reliable. Those are esteeming comments as I continue. So you wouldn't say, you're always late. The minute you say something like you're always late, you're going to put the person on the defense because now that's a judgment. And first of all, it's not true. And the person will immediately start defending and saying, well, that's not true. I'm not always late. I was on time yesterday or whatever. Now, before you've even begun the conversation, you've added fuel to the fire unbeknownst to you potentially. So now it even gets more escalated. And the person, especially if it's a manager-employee scenario, the person's probably feeling very nervous about you asking to speak to them in the first place. So they're coming in emotionally charged. So the more that you can start to calm all that stuff down by using those golden rules, the more you're going to keep that emotion in check and level-headed. So I noticed that you were, late Tuesday, Thursday, 10 to 15 minutes. Not, that's very specific, and it's also packaged again with positives about that individual so that they don't get on the defense, which is the purpose of doing that.
Well, that's like the sandwich technique.
Well, it really is. And whether you believe in a full sandwich where there is a positive, negative, positive, it's just about trying to keep the balance. And I'm not asking people to lie. I mean, you don't want to be inauthentic and lie and say something positive that's not positive about the person. But you always want to plan these conversations in advance and think them through and have sort of, I always recommend role play and rehearsal as much as possible so that you can get really comfortable speaking out loud the things you want to say and having the impact that you want to have. So the more important it is for you to resolve the conflict, the more you're going to need that rehearsal and practice ahead of time. The second really is about you're being very specific about how that conflict impacts either you or them or the team or the company or whoever it is. So the reason this concerns me, John, is when you are late, your work is so valuable and you're such an important part of this team that when you're not here, it's noticed. And it actually creates other people to work overtime. And for all of those reasons, I'd really want to see if we can't sit down and figure out a way for you to be able to get to work on time. Okay, so stating the impact is really that next step. And then you move into asking this person for the cause of the conflict. What is it, John, that is happening that is causing you to be late? Or in other words, you don't want to assume you know. And you may think you're really sure, but you always want to ask the person because sometimes this is where things really get interesting when maybe they told you something you absolutely had no idea about. And imagine if you had gone in with this assumption and now, oh my goodness, all of a sudden you've learned something new about the individual. So maybe it's the same old, and maybe it's new, but you always want to give the person the benefit of the doubt by at least asking, tell me what's causing this to happen. And then the next step is asking the individual for the solution. What do you think is the best way to resolve this? What ideas do you have? And the reason we do that is you want the person to own a portion and be committed to resolving this, especially if it's behavior on their end that there's nothing you can do about it, something only that person can do about. So, for example, if it's Johnny, you know, being late, you can't control the fact that Johnny's late. You're not going to go grab him at home and pull him out of bed. I mean, that's impossible. You need John to identify ways that he can figure out how to get to work on time and come up with solutions that are viable and will actually accomplish the goal.
Well, in a way, doesn't that make it seem to John that you actually value his input and that you're letting him be proactive in solving the situation rather than dictating?
Yeah, excellent. Thank you for that, because it shows esteem by saying, I value that you can come up with something smart. It shows involvement, again, another golden rule, by saying, what do you think is the best answer to this? You're treating them like an adult, and they will feel that way. And that's another thing. Often we get into these situations, and it becomes what we call parent to child, which is, you know, do it because I said so. Well, nobody likes that. It's demeaning. We didn't like it as children. We really don't like it as an adult. So what we're looking for in this whole thing, by having the positive intention, by wanting to honestly, authentically resolve the issue, it's what I call an adult-to-an-adult conversation, giving the person the benefit of the doubt that they are an actual adult. After you've asked the person for the solutions, the biggest mistake I see here is that they assume they heard each other. You can never assume you've heard each other correctly, especially if there's all kinds of conversation going on or brainstorming around what all these possible solutions could be. And always ask for more than one, by the way, so that you have more than one to fall upon to set you up for success. So the next is to make sure you're checking for understanding here by saying, so let's just review what I've heard you say. So what you're going to do is buy another alarm clock. You're going to set the alarm clock from across the room, and you're going to get up 20 minutes earlier. Did I hear you correctly? Or whatever it is that this person has agreed to doing. And that review allows for the opportunity, if there was a miscommunication, then the individual can say, no, that's not what I understood I was doing. Okay, good. Better to catch it right now than to end this conversation frustrated when the person doesn't turn around because you thought they were going to do A, but they thought they were doing B. So you check for understanding here by, let's agree. Let me just recap and summarize what I've heard you say you're going to do. And then the final really is to just end on a positive note. You know, Johnny, thank you so much for working with me. You're a valuable member of this team. I so much appreciate the fact that you were willing to explore this with me. I feel good about your solutions. Why don't we meet in about a week just to test out and make sure this is working well for you? And that follow-up date's very important because let's say Johnny turns the behavior around completely. Then you have an opportunity to say, thank you so much. I saw the effort you put forward. I noticed you were work on time. Thank you for doing that. Then they feel good that you noticed the work they put in to get it resolved. And then also, if it's not resolved, you already have a follow-up date in mind where you can actually talk again about, gosh, I'm confused. We chartered a course I thought was going to be workable. I noticed you were late again. Tell me what's going on. And then you're now kind of in the next conversation. So whether it's a performance type of an issue or whether it's a direct conflict, these steps work used with those golden rules.
I like the notion of the follow-up in the sense that sometimes employees, the direct reports, complain that, you know, the boss never really has anything good to say, but if we do anything the slight bit off, you know, they're the first ones to jump down our throats.
Exactly.
So, you know, this notion of coming in and saying, I really appreciate that we heard each other that day, and you've done a really great job in doing the things that you said you were going to do.
Yeah, it goes a long, long way. You know, when we look at all the research as to why employees disengage at work, the number one reason is a lack of feeling, a lack of appreciation. And so that's also why those golden rules used all the way through are so important, that involvement, that esteeming, that listening and empathizing, as well as setting that follow-up date to say thank you. That's why that's so critical. Not only does it keep the emotions in check and keep the defensiveness down, it's a path that's going to allow you to resolve the issue, and at the same time, it makes the person feel like, okay, this person sat down and had to coach me on this. And when they realize how respectful you were and that you did this in a very adult-to-adult-like manner, they sometimes actually walk away feeling a little embarrassed that you had to have a conversation. which is not what you're looking for necessarily, but I will tell you, if somebody's in that particular place, they're probably the most motivated they'll ever be to want to resolve the issue because they feel bad that you actually had to have a conversation with them. So it really works on so many levels, and you're more comfortable because you really feel like you've got a game plan now to resolve it. That's why I always say to folks, what is your intention when you have a negative behavior or performance or a conflict you want to resolve? Is it to resolve it or is it to punish the person? Is it to resolve it or is it to tell the person off? Is it to resolve it or is it to make that person feel belittled? I think we all know the answers to that, but we get ourselves caught in that emotional trap and it just doesn't serve anybody at all. And so it takes us getting conscious of our impact, conscious of our intention, flipping the switch, as I call it, to focusing on, I really want to resolve this with this person. There's all kinds of what's in it for me to do that and all kinds of what's in it for them to do that. So it's worth the time and the trouble to go down this path in order to really give yourself a chance at resolving the issue.
Well, I think it's a win-win, too, because the manager who does take the time to make the employee feel valued is the manager who will get more than just the minimum requirements from the employees. You know, they're willing to
Absolutely.
Go that extra step. You know, I'd like to bring our attention to your new book. We're going to go to break very soon, but before we do, I'd like to bring our attention to your new book, Kensho, A Modern Awakening, Instigating Change in an Era of Global Renewal. It seems to take us a different approach compared to your previous books, which were more focused on leadership and management principles. What inspired you to write Kensho, A Modern Awakening, and does the key message offer a prescription for healing conflict? Hold that thought.
Okay.
And we'll be back. Keep that in your mind, and we'll be back in just a few minutes on Nothing But Good News Radio.
Need help shipping? AmeriJet website offers quick quotes, online booking, and door pickup for all your shipments to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Doing business with AmeriJet is fast and easy. Schedule all caller service to all major destinations by air and ocean with no weight or commodity restriction. Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
We're back on Candy G's Nothing But Good News Radio, and we're talking to Susan Steinbrecher about conflict resolution. We just brought up her new book, Kensho, A Modern Awakening, and we're asking if the key message in this book, does it offer a prescription for healing conflict?
You know, I think the best way to answer that is to share a little bit about what this book is about and really why I wrote it and its connection to conflict. And that is, the reason for writing this is I saw so many people in chaos, if you will, and there was just so much unhappiness, and people are, a lot of people are in fear because of the unsettledness, if you will, of economy, and I've just sensed a lot of unhappiness from people. Not only did I notice that with people that I was coaching, but just, you know, friends, family, people in the community, et cetera, where there's just a lot of fear out there. And in my mind, I thought, I know that we're going through a lot of unsettling times. I really equate that with what I think of as the earthquakes underneath our feet. It's like the ground is shifting, and we're just trying to get our balance and our equilibrium here through all the stuff that's going on. But for me, it was like, yes, and that means things are breaking through. And so I really wanted to point out to people that with all the seemingly chaotic environment, if you will, there's really a silver lining to all of this. And I think we're going through some major changes, and I actually bring that up in the first chapter called Shift Happens, which is this transformation that we're in the middle of in terms of our society moving out of the information age into what the term has been coined, the transformation age or the shift age. And so I wanted people to see there is a silver lining to all of this. There is a lot of hope, and I wanted to provide a lot of that inspiration and cause people to really ponder and look at their lives a little bit differently. And that's where I see the primary message. And so each chapter is an independent, standalone chapter. It's not a front-to-back read, and each has its unique theme. But the combination of the 20 is about taking care of self, others, and the planet. Hello?
He's putting me back on, but had some technical difficulties here for a moment, but we're back. Susan, in the time that we have left, I'd like you to take a little time and tell us where we can learn more about your services and your books.
Thank you. Probably best place to go would be our website, which is steinbrecher.com, and that's STEINBRECHER, steinbrecher.com. And that's where you can learn about Kensho and Heart Center Leadership and all of our products and our services.
I see. And in the time that we do have, could you tell us what the word Kensho actually means and why you chose it for the title?
Yeah, that's a great question. Probably should have started with that. Kensho is really, it's a Japanese term, and it means awakening or to gain sudden insight. And again, part of what I really wanted to do was to write a book that would provide this insight, see the silver lining that is out there in the world, because there is one. And I just found from my work as an executive coach and a leadership consultant that I think cynicism exists whenever there's what I think a little dust in our eyes, blocking our ability to see what's really possible within ourselves and others. And through these challenging times, I think it was really important that we focus on what's possible versus what's not possible. And that's the spirit of Kensho.
Oh, that's excellent. I'm looking forward to reading this book myself.
Oh, thank you very much.
Well, I really do appreciate the time you've spent with us today. Thanks, Susan, for being with us. And thanks to our audience for sharing this time with us. Candy G will be traveling for the rest of the month, but I'll be here. So please join us again next week on Nothing But Good News Radio, and remember to do something remarkable.